And time now to take five for your community of service of the Emerald Place in Washington and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy, serving our pharmacy needs since 1899. And we got a couple of topics to tackle on Take Five this morning. First, we welcome Teresa Heidenreich from the Carnegie Public Library in Washington. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. You've got some big news from the Carnegie Public Library today.
I do. We are going green on March the 8th, and it's not green as far as recycling, but we are moving to the Evergreen Integrated Library System.
You know, we've come a long ways from the days of the old Dewey Decimal System, haven't we?
It's now Dewey on steroids, yeah.
But in order to do this, of course, first we need to tackle, you're going to need some staff training, so a couple of days the library will be closed, right?
Right, March the 6th and March the 7th. It's a Monday and a Tuesday. We have to have time for the computer system to get migrated over all the data, and then, yeah, for us to have training so we can serve you really well.
And what does this mean for the library cardholder now?
Right, the library cardholder will need to come in, and there's no rush. We would love to see you on March the 8th. But anytime you want to come to the library, get your card exchanged. We're going to give you a different card. It's an Evergreen card. And what that library card enables you to do is everything that you currently do now at the Washington Library, but you will also have access to 100 other libraries in the state of Indiana. So with that library card, you can use any other Evergreen library, just like you use your local library.
How about that? And the other thing about going green and doing this is you'll get some friendly reminders too, won't you?
Oh, yeah. Right now, the overdue process is a little strenuous on the staff. but yeah, with your email address, we put that into the system and you will get reminders 3 days before your items are due, the day they're due, and then a few weeks after. So, you know, late fees ought to go away, hopefully, because I like that reminder myself.
It's a win-win for everybody, for the staff and crew there at the library, but certainly more so probably for the cardholder, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Get that card now, and reminder, they'll be closed March 6th and 7th for staff training, and then on March 8th, they'll open with the new Green Library at the Carnegie Public Library. Again, big benefits for the new cardholder. Access to over 7 million items across the state. No extra charge. So the card is still the same, right?
Yeah. You just have to have the little special card. Everything you do at the library, you can do now. The great thing is going to be, and it really empowers the library cardholder. You're going to have an account online. So from your home or from the library, public access computers, you can log into your account, check your due dates, renew your items, put items on reserve, pay your overdue fines if you have any, and then you can borrow books from other libraries. So let's suppose that you're working on a report on ecology or something, and we have just a few books and you need a few more for your college report or whatever, and another Evergreen library like Ligoti has one. You can just go into the system, say you want it, Ligoti would send it to us, and you pick it up at the local library, and you can return it here or there or at any other Evergreen library.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
It's a great facility, the Carnegie Public Library going green, and our guest, Teresa Heidenreich. Teresa, hats off, moving with the times, and certainly a great new addition to our local library. Thanks so much for coming in for the update today.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Also in studio with us this morning is Linda Cornelius with the Daviess County Museum. And Linda, the museum has, I was just talking about this, good timing, just talking about this earlier. They have a new exhibit that you're real excited about at the museum, and perfect timing for this too.
Yes, it's called The Glory Days, and it's about Daviess County sports through the ages. And it's celebrating the last 100 years here in Daviess County with all of our athletes. And we're having a special program on February 27th at 6 o'clock at the museum. It's basically tip-off for March Madness. And we're having athletes come in. We're having a roundtable discussion. Dave Crooks will be there with us. And Sam G., Sonny Myers are representing WHS, John Brigham, WC, Norm Beasley, Odin, Jerry Osman from Plainville, and Albert Cavanaugh from Montgomery will be with us.
You know, what a great idea. Again, it's a roundtable format, and it's all about just sharing those great stories, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm excited, and the guys are excited to get to come back and rehash the good times. It's free admission, open to public. We're going to have concessions. going to be several little surprises, so I hope everybody will try to come.
And this will give them a chance to actually tour the exhibit, too, which is still a work in progress, but they get an idea of all the work you've been putting in the last few months.
Yes, the volunteers have been going through the storage and pulling out all the stops. And when people come in, they can see what we have, but they also can see what we need, and maybe they can share that with us, because we can only share what we have, and it's amazing.
It really is. I had a chance to see some of the video that the students did, and this is a great exhibit. What floor is this on there at the museum now?
It is on the second floor, but we have elevator, so you don't have to worry about all those stairs in the old Masonic Lodge.
And if someone wants to come and visit it at any time, what are your hours there at the museum now?
Thursday, we're open from noon to 5. Friday, noon to 5. Saturday, we open a couple of hours early. It's 10 in the morning till 5. And we're even open on Sunday afternoon from 1 to 5.
And then Monday, special program. Again, give us all the details of what's happening Monday night.
Okay, it's Monday, February 27th at 6 p.m. there at the Masonic Lodge. And the guys are going to get together. Like, John Brigham played at WC. And he taught at Montgomery and coached there, and then he coached at WC. And Norm Beasley played for Odin, but he also coached at the beginnings of Bar Reeve. And Jerry Osmond, Plainville, he was very integral in having Lloyd Bateman from Plainville into the Indiana Hall of Fame. And Albert Cavanaugh, we all know Albert's Mr. Bar Reeve.
Mr. Viking, that's right. So again, 6 o'clock Monday night, it's open to the public. Come on out and join in the conversation and the spirit. Check out the new display at the Daviess County Museum. Linda, hats off to you and to all of the volunteers. Museum's looking great. It's a great gem right in downtown Washington. We hope everybody will get a chance to check it out.
Thank you, Duane.
You betcha. Take 5 for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.